down here. Good evening. Can everybody hear me okay? Okay. A lot of you probably know me. My name is Miranda Stow now. It used to be Miranda Snow. I have attended this church going on 24 years now. I have a lot of memories regarding this church. I don't have a ton to share tonight, but I will share how God has brought me to where I am today. Like I said before, I have always grown up going to church. I attended Vacation Bible School here, Sunday school, youth group. One thing I will always remember about growing up is coming to church with either my parents or grandparents. If my dad wasn't able to take us, since my mom works a lot of weekends, then my grandparents would come pick us up and take us. And I think I have a picture. Oh, yep. There's my grandparents on the left and my parents on the right. And my grandparents attended this church. I don't know how many years it was, but it was a long time. And then they both passed away. My grandma passed away in 2007, which left a big hole for all of us. She was a faithful member of this church. But after she passed on, my grandpa was a member of the choir here, and he would come pick me up on every Sunday, and the Sundays that my parents had to work, and he would pick me up, bring me to church, and I'd sit out here in the congregation. But you know, I had to come pretty early since he had to be here for choir. But he'd bring me, and we'd go to church, go to Sunday school, and then after church, our tradition became going to Wendy's up on the freeway on 71 for lunch every Sunday he took me. The lady at the register always knew what meal he was going to get, and she pretty much knew what meal I was going to get because we came there so much. But I will always cherish those memories that I have coming to church with them. In 2010, I took confirmation here and became a member of this church. And during that journey, I got to meet with Louise Francisco, who was a prayer warrior here. And every week, my confirmation group, we would go to her house and meet with her and do our study for confirmation. And then we'd have dinner with her. And one thing I can always remember and always will remember is if the sirens went off down here, the first thing she would do is stop and she would pray for whatever was going on. No matter what it was, she'd stop and say a little prayer. So I always remember that. And I think I have some pictures. Yep, confirmation. If you can go back to that real quick. That in the middle picture, that's Louise Francisco with me, Maddie McGuire, and Hope Hoovler, the day we became members of the church. Let's see. And then, let's see. I also have fond memories of going on mission trips with this church. I got to go, the first place I went was Queens, New York. The second place was Alabama. And the third place was Joplin, Missouri. And I can tell you many stories about how Mike Brake gets very grumpy on mission trips. By the end of the week, the one thing I always remember is in Queens, New York, the very last day, we all were going to go into the New York City, like Manhattan, and visit just for the day. And we got in there, and we couldn't find a place to park. And Mike got so mad, he said, "That's it, we're going home." So none of us saw any of the city that day. But that's all right. And I think I have some pictures from those trips. And so going back just a little bit into my testimony, you know, once I was old enough to drive, you know, I had my license, it was kind of up to me whether I came to church or not. And I didn't always come, unfortunately. From about 2013 to 2015, I would come to church, but my heart just wasn't really in it. But in November of 2015, Patty Geppinger kept trying to get me to come to Monday night group at her house, so I finally went and loved it. From then on, I was attending group every Monday night, church every Sunday, and also started attending this Ignite service on Wednesdays. And that was a point where I, you know, I can say I recommitted to God, and it was a wonderful thing. And so on to the next little part. It's kind of how I met the most wonderful man who I'm now married to. It was the spring going on summer of 2016, and me and a coworker at the time were talking about dating and how I just wasn't having much luck. And she says, "Well, maybe I can set you up with someone." And so June 3rd of 2016, Bryant picked me up for our first date. We went out to dinner, and we just really hit it off and continued seeing each other. And then in August of 2017, I can't remember the exact date, but then he proposed to me, and I said yes, and we got married in this church 2 months ago. So it's been kind of a journey. But I truly can say that I feel like it was God's plan that we cross paths, because when we first started seeing each other, he wasn't a Christian. And you know, that was kind of hard for me, and I was talked to Patty, and I think I talked to Janice about it, and, you know, they said, well, that's, you know, that could be a deal breaker for you, but I think it was in, like, probably August, we had been dating about 2 months, and I finally said, would you like to come to Ignite service with me here on Wednesday? And thankfully he said yes, and he fell in love with this church, just like I did, and he also started coming to Patty's with me. And then in September of 2016, I got to witness him right up here on the altar commit his life to God. So that was a cool thing, and I can truly say that I'm glad we share our faith together. That's an important part of that. So on to the next little thing, and I've just kind of had a lot of talks with my dear friend Patty. I think I have some pictures. Yep. We've became, you know, pretty close in the group, and then we actually started walking together a couple years ago, and we've had a lot of talks about how everything has been a part of God's divine plan, and, you know, how it's just cool to sit back and see how everything has worked out, even through the bad times. And a scripture of hers and mine that I'll always remember is James 1, 2 through 3. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. You know, just even through the hard times and the good times, God's still there. And today's kind of been an emotional day for me, so that scripture definitely is true today. But I know God's with me, and he'll get me through anything. So there's a scripture that I want to leave you with, and it's actually on the screen on the next slide. Oh, sorry, there's a quote first. It says, everything happens for a reason. Nothing occurs by chance. It's all part of God's divine plan. Learn to trust it and go where he leads you. And then there's a scripture after that. It says, fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called when you made your good confession in the presence of many witnesses. 1 Timothy 6:12. So that's kind of all I have, but it's been a good journey of from when I was a kid to now I'm 24, and I still love this church and everybody in it, and thankful for our minister Richard and his wife Janice and all the talks I've had with them. So that's kind of all I had, but yeah, that's my story for now.
Tell Miranda that while you were saying you kept coming over to my house, he wanted to know where his house was. He said, what about my house? I said, I don't know. I guess you don't live where I live. So Miranda has been a great friend, and we have had those multiple talks, and from all kinds of stuff, the most personal kinds of subjects to, you know, where does life go, and where are we headed, and what things should we be doing, or what should we stay clear of? And I will say that she kind of mentioned it, but, you know, we love Bryant. We do. But when she first started dating him, and I questioned her because we were good friends, and I felt like I could say that to her. I said, Miranda, I love you, and I want the best for you, but don't be unequally yoked, because that is a deal breaker. You can't go into a relationship hoping and crossing your fingers that one day they'll come to the Lord, because, you know, that one day might not happen. And I was very concerned for her in that she was going to, by chance, perhaps walk alone. And I said, Miranda, you know, I really want to pray for Bryant that he comes to the faith, because she loved him, and I knew that. And I am telling you what, our pastor's wife, yeah, you're already laughing because you know, don't you? I'm telling you, I witnessed it because I was here the day it happened, but we were sitting right there in that pew, and it was during Wednesday night service, and she just flat out said, Bryant, you want to make the decision tonight? And Bryant just looked at her, and I looked at Miranda, and Miranda looked at me, and we all kind of looked down, and including Bryant, because he didn't know what to do. And you know what he did? He said, yes, I do. And she grabbed him and took him right up to the altar, and we prayed over him, and that was a game changer. And so they walk together in a faith, in a marriage that's going to have its ups and downs, but because they have the faith, that's going to get them through. So we're very proud of both of them. And the next song that we're going to sing is right in that same ballpark. Oh, Come to the Altar. Bryant did that day with the encouragement of our pastor's wife, Janice. But you know what? Final decision was his. He made it. And he said, yep, I want to do it. And we did it. And now he's walking in eternity, not only with his wife, but with his Lord and Savior. Amen? Amen.
You know, a lot of times when you get used to ministry, you know, you take things for granted so much. And who would have thought, like, on a Wednesday night service where typically people come to, like, an off service or something like that because you're hungry. You know, you're not here just because of, it's your typical Sunday service or anything. So just her testimony about that just stuck with me, too, about a lot of times we take for granted. So like Patty had said, if you're in that place where you needed to make a decision tonight, this is a perfect song. We've got people that are willing to pray for you, so...